Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A Quiet Mystery. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Lots of spooky stories are circulating the internet, especially at this point in the year. And let's be real, today will be a little bit more of the same. But more than ghosts or vampires or mummies or whatever, more than any of that, I find disturbing a good internet mystery, something that stays with me long after all the candy is eaten and horror films are watched. Today on Ghost Town, a disturbing tale of an internet mystery with conspiracy, missing identities, secret servers, and my favorite, pervy bad internet takes. All part of the case of the Lake City Quiet Pills. Before we even get into what the Lake City Quiet Pills are, we have to go back a bit to a Reddit user called Religion of Peace, or referred to in this podcast, ROP, or Milo. Religion of Peace was a co-moderator for one questionable subreddit called Jailbait. As you might imagine, the Jailbait subreddit posted photos of young women of questionable age. Nauseatingly, this subreddit was wildly popular, so much so that after a particularly illuminating segment aired on CNN in 2011 about the subreddit's popularity, investigations into the community caused the exposure and exile of the subreddit's original creator and other co-moderator, Violet Akers. But let's get back to 2009. Religion of Peace spent a lot of time on Reddit not only helping moderate the Jailbait subreddit, but giving his two cents about military service, sex, violence, atheism, and railing against the liberal news machine. He also posted a lot about programming, the interior works of computer programming, and D-Day. Religion of Peace claimed to be an old military vet, even though, at the time, his admitted age was 79, which means he would have been only 14 when D-Day actually happened. But I digress. ROP said he was a vet who worked in tech. He even had his own version of the Jailbait Reddit, his own personal version, an online image hosting site similar to IMGR and Photobucket that he named LakeCityQuietPills.com. In July of 2009, long before the subreddit drew scrutiny from CNN, ROP stopped posting altogether. You can see this online if you go onto Reddit and look for that handle. A new poster logged in on the day after ROP's last post. Their username was 2-6, and they proceeded to let everyone know that, quote, Milo, or ROP, Religion of Peace, was dead. Here's what the post read. The subject line is the end of a religion of peace. He died today. The body is, I'm the person who provided Religion of Peace the space for that old guy's image host. Milo died today. He was 79 years old. He died at his desk looking at your site. Milo was a mean old fucker, mean and ornery. He hooked me up with my first gig when I got out of the army. I didn't like finding him like that. Milo didn't have any living relatives and no real friends, and other than his landlady and a few people where he worked, he didn't talk to anyone about much of anything. Me, he was just tolerated. As I said, he was mean. I think he used that as a shield to keep people away from him. Milo thought that God was some kind of con game, thought up by some lazy sons of bitches who didn't want to work every day. So he's going into the fire on Monday without a service just like he wanted. I'm planning to dump his ashes in the woods in PA, near where he was born. Can't put them right there because there's a mall there now. I gave the girl next door his raggedy old cat and most of his books. His computers and tronic shit he tagged for the disabled vets and VVA. All the rest of the stuff is for the Salvation Army. All those years and everything he owned fits into the trunk of my car. I don't know what else to say. I'll miss him, miserable bastard. This abrupt announcement immediately drew skepticism, so some Redditors decided to do some of their own investigating. What they found takes a sharp left turn. But first, a break. After the strange death announcement of Religion of Peace by 2-6, Redditors went hard trying to figure out what was actually going on here. When they dug deeper, what they found was the history of a user named Angel 2-6, who had been an irregular poster to places like FARC, a kind of humor news crowdsourcing site, and who also had a strangely suspicious email address at the server lakecityquietpills.com. The name Lake City Quiet Pills is ominous, of course. It also made people all the more curious. What was Lake City? What were the quiet pills? It felt conspiratorial, threatening, dangerous. When Angel 2-6's old forum posts were further examined, their tagline, the quote that used to be auto-generated at the end of a forum post, was, quote, "Dispensing Lake City quiet pills to lousy bastards in need of permanent rest since 1968. At that point, Reddit was invested in the identities of ROP 2-6 and Angel 2-6, and if they were one another, or if everything should actually be taken at face value and someone did die and their protege wrote about them. Redditors who believed that this whole death was real said that it came from one specific source, that there were consistent spelling errors of 2-6/angel 2-6 over the course of years, again showing errors and syntax that were significant to a specific writer. Now, those errors were not present in ROP's posts. But other Redditors thought it was a big old hoax, something to drive traffic to lakecityquietpills.com. Driven by their own desire to prove this latter theory correct, hackers began investigating the site for further information. This is where the mystery really ramps up. Examining the available code for the site, a hidden message forum was found inside. Messages there referred to, quote, "Shade maintaining a calendar, Angel having job postings for EU and Asia, and specifics about people not being sent to, quote, me, capital M, capital E." A poster, assumed to be Angel, aka Angel 2-6, informed everyone in the secret message board that they'd found Milo dead, dealt with his things, and given his cat to the next door neighbor. Again, checks out with the post. They also provided more information. They'd bricked his iron key, the word for an encrypted flash drive, so the site's goings-on in business would be generally still protected. Amidst the various response messages on the board were job postings, which included data like, quote, "immediate need, 8 to 10 Chinese/Korean, fluent Korean/dialect/accent details after contact, 12-week half-pay sequester on refusal, 2 ground types, fluent Farsi, Arabic, French, no papers, no problems, and need formed group, 8 to 10, single op, deliv bonus, quote, gentleman's agreement insurance, immediate need." If it was all a hoax, it was certainly a pretty involved one. Instead, it seemed like it was a kind of secret, probably illegal operation that may have been accidentally uncovered. Not only that, the message board talked about an event, a giant comeuppance for the Lake City Quiet Pills secret message board, a mysterious party, the date of which seemed to mirror, and this gets wild, the January 19th, 2010 assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabou, the chief of logistics and weapons procurement for Hamas's military wing. At this point, however, the connection between the random Lake City Quiet Pill site and the assassination of a Hamas military higher-up gets dicier and dicier. According to the site KnowYourMeme.com, quote, "The evidence grows steadily less reliable. What begins as a certainty that someone is involved in an incredibly shady website devolves to a strong likelihood there are at least two people involved, one of whom died while the other handled their posthumous affairs, then devolves further into a probability, quote, the secret site involved job offers for a private group of associates, to a possibility. The job offers are for mercenary work, to a connection established purely by having common dates for two distinct events." Now, this is where this conspiracy kind of falls apart. There was never any closure, definitive closure, that is, around this. There was never any dialogue. We don't have any other evidence to go off of, really, after this point, except people researching, talking about it, etc. But of course, theories still abound. That's why we're talking about it on this podcast. The Lake City Quiet Pills subreddit is still alive and kicking 15 years after the original post announcing that Milo / Religion of Peace ROP had died. Over 7,000 users are still digging deep into this case, and posts are from like hours ago when I finally did my last little run through of research. Why the Lake City Quiet Pills mystery is so pervasive is anyone and everyone's guess, though I'd imagine a death conspiracy, secret dark web dealing, and a famous assassination all add to the allure, that kind of need to know, try to solve or figure out the mysterious nature of the World Wide Web.